not sure I remember exactly how many years it is that we're doing this on Sayim Gedalia, but as I was standing and not listening attentively enough to the Chazaras Hashatz, I was remembering that 30 years ago, in this spot, there was a house that became the Shul of Rabbi Feldman Zichron Livracha. The first year, I had the schus to daven shachris for the yomet here, the first year, first couple of years of the shul, and Rabbi Feldman Zichron Livracha had a yedidus, had a friendship which went back with my own father, Hareini Kaparaz Mishkavai, another 30 years previous to that, and it was something which helped create a bond which I, Baruch Hashem, was privileged to have with Rabbi Feldman for many years, and we hope that whatever we do here will provide le'ilui le'nishmaiseyem to both of them in the Yeshiva Shel Mala. Now, I've been doing this for many years, and I don't believe, maybe I mentioned Sapsavort, but I never really came here and repeated something that I said down the block. And the reason is because there are a couple of people here, and they know who they are, who were down the block. And I don't like repeating myself generally. Maybe next year you'll go daven in the other shul and run. this is something. This is a ha'ora, an idea that I very much want to share. I think it's something which can have an impact on the way we daven further in these yomim ne'iroim. We all know, we mentioned it in the parsha yesterday, we mentioned it in the Torah many times, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael because of the chet of the Mei Meriva. Because what Moshe Rabbeinu did at the Mei Meriva, what we call the waters of strife, we know that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in, because he sinned at the Mei Meriva. But what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong at the Mei Meriva is the subject of significant and intense debate amongst Midrashei Chazal, Rishonim, V'Achronim. There are dozens of pshatim in exactly what it is, what was the nuance of Moshe Rabbeinu's chet. The Rambam, in the Shmoneh Prakim, in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's chet had nothing to do with that he hit the rock instead of spoke to the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was the fact that when he said Shimuna Amayrim, when he spoke to the Jewish people, he said, listen, rebellious ones, he was angry. And the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he displayed anger. And there are two aspects to the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu's anger that the Rambam speaks about. One is that in general, Moshe Rabbeinu should be the paradigm of Midas Tovos, the ultimate example for the Jewish people. And his anger, in this case, was not that. And the other was that Moshe Rabbeinu was presumably representing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam faithfully now, as he always did. And if Moshe Rabbeinu expressed anger, presumably HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry. When Klal Yisrael asked for the water, Hashem did not express any anger. Says the Rambam, that was the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he got angry here, where he wasn't to get angry, where his anger was not an accurate reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own reaction. The Ramban, there in Parshas Chukas, asks a whole number of questions on the Rambam and disagrees quite strongly with the Rambam. And as many of you may know, the Ritva, who was from the school of the Talmidei Ramban, the Ritva wrote a little sefer. See, this is the sefer with four introductions published by the people who did the footnotes. That's how big it is. It's called the Sefer Zikaron. It's a sefer which the Ritva wrote to answer the kashas which the Ramban asked on the Rambam's philosophical svarim in the Pirush al HaTorah. Mostly kashas which he asked on things the Rambam said in the Meir Nevuchim. In this case, something which he said in the Shmoneh Prakim. So he has the problems which the Ramban raises with the Rambam, and he addresses them. I want to cite you one specific problem which the Ramban raised, which the Ritva answered. Ramban asked, according to the Rambam, what Moshe Rabbeinu failed in at this moment. That the Pasuk repeatedly says, Yana Sher Ma'altan, your failure in Meiriva, causes you not to go into Eretz Yisrael, was because he got angry when he shouldn't have gotten angry. Which is what we would call, so to speak, a failure in character. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, Yan loy he'emantem bi lahakdisheni. Because you didn't believe in me. You didn't have faith in me to sanctify me le'emi b'nei Yisrael. Ask the Ramban, what does this have to do with Amunah? What does it have to do with Amunah? What does Moshe Rabbeinu's failing, the way the Rambam understands it, what does it have to do with Amunah? And the Ritva answers this question in an amazing way. Says the Rambam, says the Ritva, well, Moshe Rabbeinu had once upon a time, in fact, the anniversary of that time is this coming Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu had asked the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Haydiyeni Noes Terochecha. I want you to inform me of your ways. Let me know how you conduct yourself. Haydiyeni Noes Terochecha. The Ramban, the Ritva, excuse me, notes that the Ramban himself in the Meir Nevuchim says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, he speaks about it in two places, but in one place he says he wanted to know because he said, I'm supposed to be the manig of Kol Yisrael. I'm supposed to be leading the Jewish people. I'm supposed to be representing you. So tell me how you are knowing. Tell me how you conduct yourself so that I can reflect that. And Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu by teaching him the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim, the 13 attributes of Hashem's mercy. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachm V'Chanun. Hashem is merciful, He's gracious. And what else is He? He's Erech HaPayim. Erech HaPayim means He's patient. It means He doesn't anger easily. Erech HaPayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that He's an Erech HaPayim. Writes the Ritva, the kasher loy nishtamish Moshe be'ez hazois b'mida hazois. Since Moshe Rabbeinu at this time did not employ that attribute of patience. And Moshe Rabbeinu did get angry. Nimtza shaloi hemin b'dover zeh. Evidently, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really believe it. He didn't really believe that Hashem doesn't get angry. Ki ho emuna mitzarefes l'maisa. Because if he believed it, he would have acted accordingly. If he really believed that Hashem is slow to anger and wouldn't get angry and didn't get angry, then of course Moshe Rabbeinu would have done the same. Yan loy hemantem. Yes, the failure was that you got angry. But you only got angry because you didn't believe in the true patience, the true indulgence which I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have of my people, of Klal Yisrael. This is what the Ritva says. It's an amazing thing on many levels, including, of course, the fact that you would say, well, if he didn't do it, it's because he clearly didn't believe it. Is that true? We do everything that we believe? Well, the Ritva is indeed to some degree an indictment, maybe only of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu would do everything he believed. But to some degree, we would say maybe to us too, if we really believed it. So I want to just suggest to you something. There was a man named Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael Salanter is probably the reason why we're gathered here today talking about how to be better people. Rav Yisrael Salanter was the father of the Musar movement. But he didn't invent Musar, Fiyadua, as is well known. The Sforim that Rav Yisrael had people learn were not his own. He didn't even really write a Sefer. I mean, he wrote letters, he wrote different things that got collected into Sforim. But he had us learn Sforim that were written many of the Sforim many generations before. What was Rav Yisrael Mechadesh? What did Rav Yisrael create? He created many things. But there was one aspect specifically about how Musar was learned that was Rav Yisrael's revolution, and that's not my word, that's the word which his Talmud, Rav Itzel of Petzerburg uses in introducing the Sefer Ar Yisrael in his ninth letter called Share Oyer, which he writes at the beginning of the Ar Yisrael, he speaks about that how Admor b'chachmosoi shina es pnei limud hamusar v'yalbeish osot zura acheres. Rav Yisrael transformed the way Musar was learned, and he gave it a completely different form. What was that form? People learned Sifrei Musar. People learned Rabbeinu Yoina, and they learned Chayvas Halvavas. They even have been learning for a period of time the Mesilas Yesharim. They learned it, but they learned it like we learn things. We read Sfarim, we get ideas. Rabbi Yisrael taught them that to really learn Musar, you have to learn Musar b'hispailus. Musar with feeling. And how did he teach them to learn Musar b'hispailus? I'm just going to read to you a few lines that Rav Itzel describes. Nochut shiyasigna in halimud b'sifrei Musar, it needs that the tone, the style of how you learn from a book of Musar is b'hispailus hanefesh, with a stirring of the soul, b'leiv nochain b'koil otzev, with a heart which is at the ready and with a sad voice, b'sfasayim dolkim, with lips aflame, laharchiv esarayim b'tziurei chushi, to expand the idea with using the senses, ki chayach hatzior moel moed lemusar, picturing things is so helpful for Musar. Lo'er ha'nefesh, b'rigshah so'evorim, to stir the soul by the feelings of the limbs of the body. Limshech b'kir b'dvorim ha'naidoim, me'ayin she'agviv ha'nefesh, to bring into yourself things which are known, but to bring them into yourself. Kasher anachnu royim b'kayach le'shir v'kol zimra, asher yispoel nefesh o'odim yisoy rucha hein le'simcha hein le'etzef. When you sing it, it can get you going. It stirs the emotions, whether for happiness or the opposite. That's what Rabbi Yisrael taught. And how he goes on, Rav Itzel, to say, he taught us, when we learn a piece of Musar, you take a few words from a chazal, and you repeat it to yourself over and over again, with a nigin, with a tune, with feeling, until it sinks in. You want to daven, you want to think about your davening, so you stop. You say it, you say it over and over again, and you close your eyes and you imagine who you're standing before, and you keep saying it and you're singing it until it finds some place inside of yourself. That's how you learn Musar. How many of you learn Musar like that?
I failed Musar in college.
I can't do it. Some people do it. Rav Volba had his base medrash, his base musar. People who did it, they sat and they did it and they sat and they did it. I don't know, my attention span doesn't allow me to do it. But this week, I'm doing it. No, I'm not giving you a public Kabbalah. This week, you're doing it too. And I'm not telling you what to do. You're doing it anyway. You've been doing it. You did it last week and you're doing it this week. What am I talking about? So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really believe it. Dasak the Ritva, he didn't really believe it. If he really believed it, he would act upon it. See, Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu once, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachem v'chanu nerech apayim. He heard it from Hashem once. He repeated it once, partially, by the Chera Meraglim, some of those midas. Erech Apayim, he did repeat. But still, when it came the time of the Mei Meriva, it wasn't in him. So Chazal made it that we have these tefillas that are through our Yomim Neiroim. What are they? We started them last Motzei Shabbos. We said Slichas. And what's Slichas? Slichas is sort of an excuse to keep saying Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanu. Right? 4 times. Then comes Erev Rosh Hashanah. Many times. Then comes Aser Simei Tshuva. 6 times. Over and over again. Leil Yom Kippur. Ni'ila. And we don't just say it. We don't just repeat it. We say it with emotion. We say it with a niggin, not a real musical tune.
So far, the Bali Tfilah haven't put a tune to that one yet. But we say it with a chant, together. Is there anything more stirring than saying the Yudgimul Midas HaRachmim? And it's not a tefillah. We don't ask for anything. We're just saying to ourselves again and again, till we'll believe it. Hashem Erech Apayim Rav Chesed. Just saying it over and over again. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Hamantem Bi. You didn't really believe it. So we use the Musar of Rabbi Yisrael, the Hispilus, and we say it over and over again until it is going to find a place inside of ourselves. And then it can really accomplish its purpose. Because as you all know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where it tells us about saying the Yudgimul Midas HaRachmim, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Yasu lefonai kiseder azeh. And the Jewish people have a difficulty. They should do before me like this, and they will be taken care of. And it's written in Kama v'Kama Sforim, Kadmeinu Mishayim, the Surah Amor, the Shaloh, the Goyim. Yasu lefonai. Kodesh Baruch Hu got wrapped up like a Shliach Tzibur, and he showed them how you daven. Yoimru lefonai kiseder azeh. And they all say no. What brings the mechila isn't that we say it. What brings the mechila is that we do it. When we're merachim al abriyas, merachim olav min hashamayim, b'midas ha'damoided, moidedim loy. When we are rachum, v'chanon, erech apayim, v'rav chesed. When we hold on to the kindness and the favors that people have done for us 500 times as long as the grudges about the slight hurts that people have done against us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel. And we're going to keep saying it with intensity, with emotion, with a niggun, together, b'koil ram, until we believe it. And Ho'emuna mitzarefes l'maisa. When we believe it, we'll be it. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, Be'ezus Hashem, in our tefillas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us more than anything else in our emunais, and therefore in our deis, in what we believe, and therefore in our own midas. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us all His rachmim and the gemar chasim.